Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last month, the British science fiction show Doctor Who featured an episode from its first black writer. Author Mallory Blackman co-wrote the show about Rosa Parks. In it, the Doctor and her companions have to save Parks from a time-traveling would-be murderer. And the BBC drama isn't the only show that's taken on race recently. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has a look at that. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And I'm thinking that normally when we speak to you about race and television, it's programs that always deal with race. They're, you know, race-centric, and this seems different.
Yeah, I thought it was worth taking a look at some shows where race is not necessarily the main thing that they focus on, but they made a very specific effort to create storylines that talked about race and difference, and they did a pretty good job.
Okay, so let's take a look. Doctor Who focused on race in a couple of recent episodes. One show was about the 1947 partition of India. Another about Rosa Parks, as we said. And in the Rosa episode, we get to see characters interact with America in the 1950s. So give us a little about how the writers did that.
So this episode actually reminded me of a joke that a certain comic used to tell all the time about how if he had a time machine, he was a white comic, and he would say if he had a time machine, he could go back to any era in time, but black folks could only go back maybe 10 or 15 years before, you know, things got sticky. So this episode features the Doctor and her companions, humans who hang out with her, accidentally actually landing in Birmingham, Alabama in 1955. And one of her companions is a black man. And he picks up a glove that a white woman has dropped and tries to hand it to her, and her husband slaps him. And then Rosa Parks actually steps up to try and defuse the situation. And we have a clip. Let's listen to it.
Are you crazy?
He slapped me.
Did you read the newspapers? You know what they did to young Emmett Till?
We're from out of town.
So was Emmett Till. On vacation from the North, couple of words to a white woman in Mississippi, and the next thing, they find his body in the river. You all together?
Yes, we're very grateful, Miss...
Mrs. Parks, Rosa Parks.
Oh, what a payoff. That is so cool.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So when you have characters of color that are going back in time, it's hard to find a period where there weren't people of color being oppressed. Mm-hmm. And so to actually deal with that and say, hey, we know this has happened, and to also have this script be the product of the first non-white person to act as a writer on Doctor Who, it was just an amazing moment to watch for anybody who cares about equality.
Well, and time travel is shaping up to be a real way to bring race into programs. Let's turn to the fourth season of Outlander, the historical time travel drama from Starz. Main characters Claire and Jamie arrive in the new world in the 18th century, 1700s. They're taken in by Jamie's Aunt Shakasta on her plantation. She has more than 100 slaves. Now, Claire has traveled back in time from 1945. So how does she interact with slaves and slave owners?
Well, this is what's interesting. The episode explores the structure of slavery and how even when people who owned slaves wanted to try and free them, there were all these strictures in place to make it hard for them to do that. And I think we have a clip where Jocasta and Claire kind of discuss slaves, and Claire makes it plain how she feels and Jocasta makes it plain how she feels. Let's check it out.
Well, some are so dear to me, I consider them friends.
Do you think they feel the same way?
I'm not sure I catch the meaning you wish to convey, dear.
Perhaps they see things a little differently, since they don't exactly have any choice.
Oh, my slaves are quite happy here, I assure you. Why, only a few have tried to run away over the years.
Again, the Outlander show, in this moment, not only do they have to negotiate slavery, they also have to deal with Native Americans and the fact that the British are coming in and taking over this land. And we know how that story ends, right? Mm-hmm. As viewers, we know how that ends. So it's interesting to watch the show negotiate all these different ideas and not shy away from facing them as we've seen in other TV series.
Meanwhile, let's turn to the NBC drama This Is Us, a favorite. It has focused on how race affects our day-to-day lives since it first started. But a few of the recent episodes you point out have been really powerful. So just briefly, what's interesting to you about the way This Is Us has approached race?
Yeah, so we know This Is Us is this family drama, and three of the characters are related, but one of them is a black man who was adopted into the family. The white boy, or the white man, is dating a relative of the black man's wife. So he's dating a black woman now. And here's a little clip where the woman who's dating the white guy is wondering whether or not it's worth it to date him because he doesn't seem to understand what she's going through as a black woman. Let's check it out.
Today at the gas station, the cashier didn't realize we were together. And she was rude to me. Not in the obvious way, just...
I got it.
And Kevin, he was...
He didn't get it.
He didn't even see it.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a wonderful way to sort of get at an element of negotiating an interracial relationship if it's the first time you've been in one. And I just love how This Is Us takes those little moments, those little things that people don't necessarily realize unless they've experienced it, and they turn it into really interesting storylines.
Yeah. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans with a look at, shows that he's applauding for their look at race. Eric, thanks as always.
Thank you for having me.